Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Call into us today for your flu and COVID vaccines at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Health officials in Britain are investigating the first confirmed case of a new strain of swine flu. The H1N2 strain was detected during a routine flu screening at a GP surgery in North Yorkshire. Now, the person in question isn't known to have worked with pigs, and investigations will look now at where the infection came from and its risk to human health. Well, I'm joined on the line by Eoin de Barra, who's Senior Lecturer in Tropical Medicine and International Health at RCSI and Consultant in Infectious Diseases at Beaumont Hospital. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning on this. So how concerned are you to hear about a case of swine flu in a human, this particular strain H1N2?
Well, I'm probably more reassured rather than concerned, because it shows functioning surveillance systems. This is systems that have across the world, and our colleagues across the water in the UK are very good at it. So, as you said, it's a GP sample. They're sent in from Sentinel GP practices, and they use the power of PCR and genotyping to say which flu this exactly was. And then that leads them backwards towards the patient, who happily is well, and to where this came from, like you outlined. Because these kind of viruses circulate widely in poultry and in pigs. And on occasion, you find them in people who work directly with the animals. But this is unusual in that this person doesn't have a clear direct link to animals. So there's an investigation, I guess.
And it's right for that to happen, do you feel, that that investigation should happen, even though the person is well?
Absolutely. I mean, this is how we're going to pick up things that might become concern for human health, or the cascade of wildlife, animal health, biodiversity, agricultural health, which impacts on food supply and food security and agricultural well-being, and then ultimately human health. You know, the last time we had swine flu was, people might remember, was the pandemic of 2009. That was a similar virus, but slightly different. That was H1N1, and that became a global issue.
And so, this one is just like a flu as well, which I think the last one was too.
Yeah, again, a bit like we've been experienced with COVID, for the majority of people, it's a flu. It's fever, headache, muscle aches and pains. But for a certain percentage of people, it can be a lot more than that. And as we've seen again with COVID, that is wherein the problem lies. It's the burden on the system. Even if it's 5 or 6% of people that get very sick, that can become huge numbers.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk to you about this respiratory illness in China that we're hearing about. The World Health Organization has asked the Chinese for more information about this reported cluster of undiagnosed pneumonia type illness in children. What have you heard about this, Eoin?
Well, yeah, there are numerous reports, and the initial response from the Chinese authorities has been that there are no unusual pathogens. And I guess explaining all of this, again, it's great surveillance. This is another health system that's reporting, detecting things and reporting them, and then trying to get a picture of, is this normal or is this something unusual? Important first thing to note is that this is China's first winter without lockdowns. You know, they were in a zero COVID policy a lot longer than the rest of the world. So this is the first time that they're getting all of the normal viruses recirculating. And most of what they're detecting is RSV, influenza, adenovirus, the plethora of, you know, normal colds and winter viruses. There has been some discussion about a thing called mycoplasma pneumonia, and that's a bacterial pneumonia. It happens at a background rate all across the world and causes a pneumonia in all ages. There's an increase being found in it. It's unclear at the moment whether that's a significant thing or maybe an artifact of greater PCR testing, that it's not something that we would have routinely diagnosed that frequently. But if you've got more testing kits available and more tests available, then maybe you find more. But at the moment, again, it's surveillance and investigation. And we've been through this in Europe. You know, when we lifted restrictions, there was the adenovirus, people might remember, causing the hepatitis in small children. And then, of course, we had group A streptococcus, that bacterial infection, that we hadn't seen levels like that in many years across Europe and North America. But after lifting restrictions, we saw a resurgence.
And the World Health Organization has asked for more information from the Chinese. Now, how certain can we be that that information will be forthcoming?
I think pretty confident. So most of this surveillance network across China is run by the International Society for Infectious Diseases, and there's an open source submitting of those reports. So I think it's a pretty transparent system from clinicians and scientists across China providing what they have. So I think we have to take it at value, and I think it's good that there's signals coming through of testing and patterns that can then be interrogated. Mm-hmm. But at the moment, I don't think there's a cause for concern.
And listen, while we have you, what sort of levels of COVID are you seeing?
It still tips along. Happily, we don't tend to get people very sick. There might be, you know, I think the tracker system is gone, but there are people who are sick in ITU every now and then. Again, they're people with very abnormal immune systems or occasionally people who never had a vaccine. But really, it's not such a big issue mm-hmm. for us anymore.
But it's still out there, and we can see that in our own community, and we hear of people getting COVID, but it's not making people as sick, apart from the ones that you've just explained, people who are compromised in different ways.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Owen, thank you very much. Owen DeBarra there, who is a consultant in infectious diseases at Beaumont Hospital. Now, coming up next, from Steve Jobs to Sam Altman, the big tech CEOs who get pushed out but manage to boomerang back into the job.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.